So you guys still have Jarlin and Flay with you?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
And you're bringing them back to the inn?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, just make sure. You are walking down the cobbled road towards the Rusty Mug, and you see sitting in front of the of the inn are Graham, Tariq, and Roke. Oh, Graham, you've taken an extra one damage from the bleeding.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough.
And yeah, they're all sitting and they look very tired. Actually, Roke has fallen asleep by now, sitting down, leaning against they're just like sitting by the steps. Yeah, you approach and you see the rest of your party sitting, looking rather mournful, and yeah, you see a large amount of blood all over the ground near like Graham's leg and down his leg and on Tariq and Roke's gloves and hands, and you see that Graham is also shirtless.
Used the whole fragment off these.
So, flexing up.
What actually happened to you guys? What the heck?
Graham, dumbass, went with people.
Oh yeah, you also see blood, like,
to be fair, they literally like hung like the forbidden fruit in front of my face, like literally gave me like the perfect fucking excuse. Like that was the best coincidence ever.
What the fuck happened?
Also Pierre and Junia are accompanied by Jarlin, the captain of Naren's guard, and another guard with them.
Graham, what happened to you?
Yeah, I'd be like, well, someone had, like, the perfect excuse or, like, lie to get me to go with them. It was extremely convenient. It's almost like they knew everything about me and what we were doing, Jack, and said that they were doing a mercenary work, that they were going to pay me to go with an armed caravan through the woods, which is exactly where we need to go and what we need, and also pays us. So it was like the perfect thing. So I wasn't going to say no. And it was extremely specific and exactly what we wanted. So I didn't think that they were going to fucking try to kill me. But yeah, I got robbed. And then we fucked them up. And yeah, now we're here.
Did they even have anything to take from you?
Nothing. No, nothing. Fucked them up. We
it looks like you lost a bit of blood, that's for sure.
Yeah, you know what?
Graham is noticeably paler. Blood.
Yeah, blood and color.
Tariq's actually secretly been a vampire this whole time and is just staring at the leg.
Anyway, Graham, how did contact with the loyalists go?
That was me, right?
Yeah.
That was
you, Graham. I'm just...
No, I was asking Jack. I can't remember if the merchant guys were the loyals or not. It went all right. They had good opportunities. They had good... it's definitely an option. I do not like him. I do not trust him. He's power hungry. He wants stuff to gain. He's, not coming from a good place. But he is definitely an option to work with. If we have no other.
Alrighty.
Yes.
Well, that's...
Tariq and Roke, how did the experience go with the cleric? Did you get the information you needed? Are they a viable choice?
We met with Carmen. She is trying to improve lives in the city. I don't know how much help she can be to our cause, but I do think that she has plans for the greater of Penrite. She was able to look at Roke. I'm not entirely sure what she did to you, but I also know that to pay back services, I'll be going back there tomorrow morning to speak with the Westerling that's here, which is amazing. I haven't had a chance to speak. Point being, Roke's been helped, and I think that she's good for Penrite. I don't know if she's good for us.
She was very kind. I think that she has what is... best for the interest of the people, and she was very willing, not very willing, but willing to meet with Naren if he agreed to her terms. She also gave us some good insight into who Naren is as a person. Apparently he is very apparently he's a very smart man. He makes the best move for him. So maybe we should be more cautious for what we are doing for him.
It doesn't... We aren't doing that for him. We're doing it for a quest.
Yes, but I believe that maybe he is offering us hospitality because it will benefit him in the long run.
I mean, if it's profitable for both sides...
Aren't Jarlin and, like, Flay just, like, standing with us? True. Maybe we shouldn't be saying that.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
I think they wouldn't have said that, knowing that they were there.
No.
Are they staying like, with us, Nijak?
They didn't know they were the guards. They just saw him walk with us.
No, we
did. Well, you did know that Jarlin is the captain of the guard. If you want to retcon and say that, you didn't say that because you know
that
they're there.
Yeah, I didn't say that. I forgot they were there.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Aren't they, like, disguised?
You recognize Jarlin's face.
We met him.
However, I will keep in the part saying that she was willing to meet with Nera. Because that might be conveyed between the two.
Specifically at her camp.
Yeah, at her location.
I think Carmen is something we can consider, certainly. But honestly, I would like a little bit more information before we make an informed decision. Graham, what can you tell us about the Loyalists? Are they worth our time?
With the Loyalists? No, I don't think we should go with the Loyalists. What did the Separatists have to say? The Separatists were...
They were divided, actually, when we arrived. Witnessed an election. Yeah.
I think the Separatists will actually be very... Or at least will prove to be very helpful. We established contact... but we also managed to lean things in our direction. There were many competitive potential leaders in the Separatist faction, one of which being someone who wanted to completely depose Naren. We made the educated decision to make sure that Vern, someone who wanted to keep Naren in power once Penrite succeeded, we wanted to make sure that he won, so... we also helped. We influenced the election greatly while we were there. And Vern won and wishes to meet Naren. And I believe this might be our best chance for, going forward, I believe.
Well, okay. Now, I do have some input to give. If, what was the cleric's name that you
Carmen.
Met with? Carmen. If Carmen. Like, I know we are doing this partly for money, but there are many things we could do for money. Part of what we are doing this for is, you know, for Penrite. If we're doing this and it's just going to create another unstable situation with Naren as the leader, if Naren is, then, you know, perhaps we could add in Carmen... into the plan and see what she can do. I think that she seems much.
You don't forget that you haven't met Carmen,
huh?
Don't forget that you haven't met Carmen.
Yeah, but they said that she was. Everyone else seems kind of like
the two people have said.
Yeah, you haven't said anything and anything yet. I'm just.
I have more to say after like there's a break too. So.
But that's all I'm saying is I think that all three of those. Factions could work together. They all seem to have aligned goals and are okay with keeping Naren as the leader, which is what we want, obviously. Wink, wink.
Well,
Lance is captain of the guard.
No, I don't wink. I don't.
The issue we have with these different ones is that they actually have conflicting goals in certain situations.
Who does? Sorry.
I mean, you mentioned merchants generally. They would be very much against any change.
Oh,
that is the whole point.
I'm not
loyalists.
I'm not talking about the loyalists. Sorry.
You said all three factions. So.
Oh.
Grand moment.
I meant. I meant Naren as one of the factions. I didn't. That was a slip of the tongue. That's my bad.
Roke and Tariq, could you just. Enlighten me a little bit more about Carmen, specifically her demands and what she's trying to accomplish.
Oh god, I gotta pull up my notes because I don't remember.
Yeah, girl, duh. Like, come on. We have to work with Carmen.
I can help if you need.
I'll say what I remember. Well, Carmen seems to be very focused on the people of Penrite and really trying to keep peace between everyone. She seems to devote herself to what's the word I'm looking for here? This is not in character. She seems to devote herself to understanding how each culture and each individual person can see the world. She even learned and wrote down recipes from a Westerling in her best translation of what he said. She educates people, she heals people, she brings a community together. And if you're interested in...
I would give to taste my home food right now.
Yes, Tariq was very interested in... We are going back tomorrow, at least. If you are interested, Dr. Carmen, yourself, we have arranged to at least try and talk again tomorrow when she was able to have more time. She's going to give a speech. Yeah. Was it
so
noon,
she has...
Jack?
No. Noon is when she has... So, okay, in character, she has a rally at noon, so I was planning to go, like, as... I wake up, I'm gonna head out to meet her.
The new separatist leader, Vern, has asked us to contact him at noon.
Well, then that's perfect, because she's I can't meet with her after noon, so that's perfect.
Could you tell me how Carmen hopes to, at least, what's her plan going forward? What's her point of progression? Because we know what Vern wants. He wants a direct contact with Naren so they can address their demands. Just inform me a little bit what Carmen's plan is.
Jack, help.
She wanted a meeting with her camp, and she wants to see a tree, trying to figure out how to word this in front of the guide. She wants to see a balance of power among the people, I believe.
Don't forget, she also wants to unify with the West.
Oh, yeah.
No, I know.
I forgot about that. We were actually discussing this. Should I say that out loud? Like, I don't know how the impact's on that.
Here's what she wants. She wants a unification of the West, and through the West, Naren could regain power, because there isn't the negative influence from the East.
Oh, yes, that's what we're, yep.
But it may not be as much power as he wants, but it is more than he has.
I don't think I like the idea of pitching Naren a plan that will potentially allow him more power. I don't think he'll respond well, that sort of thing.
I don't think it's up to chance. I think it's more up to how things proceed between Naren, Carmen, and then those proceed Naren in the West. I think that's more of Naren's expertise to see if he can barter between the West and himself to get a position that he is comfortable with and wants.
West Penrite has its own lord, right?
Yes, Duke Garth Tarlan.
I haven't heard Naren speak much about the West, so I have no idea what his opinions on them and how willing he'd be to work with them are.
And I know nothing about the West.
A big issue with siding with Carmen is ensuring that Naren can still keep his power, even if he were to unify with the West. How can we guarantee that to Naren if we side with Carmen? How can we make sure that he keeps his power or more? You know, that's a big part of the plan, because we need Naren's, we need Naren's opinion on this.
Well, I believe if, Naren is able to, talk with the Lord of the West, he might be able to separate from the East and still have control over the things that he wishes.
Yes, however, taking a western city will alienate both West and East.
No, that's not what we are suggesting. We are suggesting that Naren keeps Penrite, and Penrite becomes part of the West.
I have a lot of confidence in you, and I trust both of your judgments, but I don't know Carmen. I don't entirely know what she's like as a person and what her goals are. So, personally, I feel confident with the Separatist leaders and, you know, their work. I don't know how great I feel about passing this on to a cleric, but, you know, maybe meeting her would change my mind. I don't know, I feel like we all as a group should be a little bit more informed on the decision we make.
I agree with that, and I think maybe talking with Carmen would be beneficial as well, because I believe what she wants the most is to provide support for the people. Even if her goal is to separate and join with the West, I think...
What about the war?
What do you mean by the war?
We could discuss it tomorrow morning.
Yeah, we could also discuss it tomorrow.
I don't think you guys have told Roke about the war.
Oh, Roke. I'm not sure how we managed to forget about this, but we met someone in the Cleric HQ. The headmaster of the Clerical Society had informed us that the Eastern and Southern powers wish to align and wage war against the West and completely annex them. Essentially, I personally feel that Vern and the Separatist faction gives the best chance of maybe negotiating a peace contract or a peace deal with the East if this war was to come. Unfortunately, I believe siding with the West would paint them a very clear enemy. I'm just not too sure if that's something what we should do for the sake of Naren and the people of Penrite.
I can agree to follow through with your plans, but I would still wish to speak with Carmen again before I really settle on a decision.
That's acceptable.
I encourage that you three, and maybe we could bring Naren, come speak with Carmen as well. She might provide at least maybe some more knowledge about...
I feel like bringing Naren out there is a terrible idea.
Maybe we could find some middle ground that's not the encampment or Naren's castle. She absolutely refuses to meet in his...
That's suspicious.
It is a castle, right?
I don't think...
Isn't she a cleric?
She is
wouldn't
a cleric.
Would she be protected by the clerical order to go visit there?
She had a reason, didn't she? What was her reason again, Jack?
Graham,
I don't know if she gave a reason.
Talk.
I don't know if they
she
really
didn't
asked
give a reason.
Reason.
No. I
thought she just... Maybe... I think she did. I think she said she was just like...
I don't think... Like, there is a reason. I don't think she told them.
Yeah, I don't remember asking or, like, memorize... Because I wrote down that she refused to, like, meet with Baron.
I just remember her, like, making that demand, but not explaining.
Carmen seems like a reasonable woman, though. I am almost sure that she would be willing to meet somewhere where both parties are comfortable.
We've met up.
Is Carmen a Penrite native?
I believe so, yes. She grew up here and...
Yeah, she grew up in Penrite. Oh, sorry, you have it.
She grew up here and... returned just a couple years ago after traveling.
I'll have to think about this. I still have my personal doubts about putting anything in the hands of a cleric.
That is okay. That's why I'm encouraging you to come meet with us and her tomorrow, because our time ourselves was cut short when we were talking to her. She was very busy.
That. There is no way we're bringing the Baron before we meet at least Graham.
That is a good
idea. Yeah, and I meet her. It's just too risky.
Could we possibly also at least mention that Carmen is willing to meet, so we can see what the Baron, if the Baron has any terms, that would
we can also
reduce the amount of times we have to meet with each party.
And we can always clarify with her when we meet her tomorrow why she doesn't want to meet at the castle, you know.
My thoughts as well.
Things.
What time is it? I feel like maybe we should start walking back to the castle.
At least 11:30 at this point.
We finished off at midnight.
We should go rest get to tomorrow.
Naren's, it sounds like.
It'd be easier to talk to him in the morning that way, too.
Yeah.
Jarlin, how far away is the castle? Do you think we could safely get there?
He looks at Graham. How quickly can he walk?
Not. I can. I can move. I have a high pain tolerance.
No, honestly, yeah.
I mean, I do. It's like, as long as Pierre, you can look at it when we get there.
I'd say 30 to 40 minutes.
Yeah. All right.
Actually, I would say 40 minutes to an hour.
right.
Junia, my friend. You bring any alcohol with you, by any chance?
I don't. I've been with
the one time you needed
a drink them. Already over there. Back at the meeting.
Junia leads the way with a lantern, and the six others follow behind, and Charlton walks next to her to help her navigate the city. And you all... Uh-huh.
I'm thinking of something. You can keep talking.
And all of... What are you going to pickpocket the lantern out of Junia's hand?
No.
Wait.
No, it's something that was really
funny.
You're
going the other way. You're going the other way, Ben.
Okay.
Also, there were no bodies. No one died.
No one died. It's just... It would be so funny if they're still sitting there. We pass by, and they're like, what's up?
You all... Make your way back to Penwright, go through the gate, walk to Gnarin's castle, go through the gate there, just going through all these layers of walls, over a drawbridge, etc., and, into the castle, and, Jarlin and Flay escort you all to, they arrive, and they say, it'd probably be best to speak with Gnarin in the morning, but, I don't think. Flay says, it'd probably be best to speak with Gnarin in the morning, but Jarlin... disagrees, and he says, I don't think he'd mind being woken up at this hour if it was this. I'd let him think about it as he slept.
Jarlin, I trust your judgment.
I'm fine with it.
Fuck! So, you all head up to Naren's private chambers. You see there's two guards stationed outside. Jarlin approaches. They don't even say anything as Jarlin approaches, and he knocks on the door. And he knocks and knocks until you finally hear a grumbling like, who is it? And Jarlin calls out and goes, it's me. It's me, my lord.
It's me, your lord.
Me, your lord.
Jesus Christ.
Bust the door open. It's me, the God Emperor. Your lord. It's a stupid.
How to me.
I was about to say.
It's me, my lord. And you hear like a, Jarlin, come in. And Jarlin opens the door and leads you all in. And you see Naren is in some comfy bed robes, and he has, like, sandals on as he approaches. And you see he's pouring himself a glass of water out of, like, fancy silver, like, a silver chalice. And he's drinking it as he approaches. And he takes a seat in, like, a comfy, like, cushioned seat, and looks to you all, crosses his legs, and says, I suppose your reports are so urgent that they must be brought at this hour.
Yes, my lord. We bring you reports of our contact with the factions. We've come to the conclusion as a party that we believe that either Carmen or Vern, the Separatist leader, would be your best choice.
All right. So you haven't made a decision then? Let's have it.
Well, we've talked for a bit by in our group, and we seem to have narrowed down a little bit, but we want to tie up a few loose ends between... the two groups that we...
And so you've narrowed it down to Carmen and...
Yes. We've narrowed it down to Carmen and the Separatists. Yes.
Vern, okay.
What I have to ask you is if you would be willing at all to meet with Carmen. She refuses to meet you in your castle.
I see. I suppose she'd like me to march out to her camp?
She has offered that, but I was going to ask you if you had any other ideas to see if you guys could meet somewhere in the middle, somewhere you're both comfortable.
I hope you understand that if I meet her somewhere publicly, in a friendly manner, and have a chat with her, it will be seen as an alliance.
That is fair. Would you be willing to meet her in her encampment? If not, I can relay that message to her and see what she has.
Is our decision the unifiers, then?
No. We would like to talk to her more tomorrow.
I'll meet her in her camp if we decide to bend the knee to the Wellers. But
that's
okay.
In that case,
we will return to speak with her tomorrow more when she has more time and give you a more solid answer when we have more information.
Well, okay.
In any case.
In any case.
For the second...
Sorry,
excuse me.
Yes.
He gestures to Junia. When you meet with her tomorrow, she's inevitably going to ask you what I've said about meeting her in her camp. And what are you going to say?
Well, we can simply say we haven't talked to you about it yet.
I'm going to say...
And she'll ask why you haven't, if you're sleeping in my castle.
We've already explained that you have offered your very generous hospitality to us, and return that we speak with each of the factions. I think she would be very understanding if I do not have a solid answer for her just yet.
Yeah.
See, I'm not in love with this plan.
That is okay.
Like Pierre said, time is of the urgent. Whoever we align with, we want to have their respect. And
yes.
Delaying on her meeting only to show up, you know. I want to come out of this thing on the upper hand. I don't want it to seem like I don't want her to know that I'm deliberating whether or not to ally with her. I want it to seem that as soon as I've had the idea pop into my head, I've immediately decided it is the right decision, and to immediately and fully support her. I don't want her to know that I'm considering other options. That is vital importance. Roke, were you going to say something?
I see, my lord. You do not want to put any doubts into her mind that you are considering other options.
Mm-hmm.
In that case, I can offer that I tell her that we did not meet at all, and that I did not have a chance, and only returned to get more information before I had a proper chat with you.
You could buy it. Say that I was busy with meetings.
Yes, and that we didn't return until late, and wanted to leave first thing in the morning to have the chat with her once again.
And Pierre, you mentioned, I suppose you have a report about the Separatists?
Of course, my lord. As you suggested, we infiltrated the meeting house of the Separatists and discovered they were running an election among themselves to establish a leader of the faction. With the work of myself, Junia, fellow countryman Flay, and your captain of the guard, Jarlin, we were able to encourage the Separatist faction to elect Vern, who, mind you, hopes to keep you in power if and when Penrite succeeds from the Eastern Stewardship. All Vern asks of you is to meet him and accept the demands of the Separatist faction. And you are expected to rule as Duke within this free Penrite.
So you say that, and you take a little pause, and what's his name? No, Naren. Naren turns to Jarlin and looks at him, and Jarlin like bows his head and closes his eyes. And goes, it's or blinks, and he says, "It's true, my lord. He did quite well."
Personally, I believe siding with the West leaves too much power up to chance. With the Separatist faction, there is a very strong guarantee that you will gain power through this transaction. You will be the Duke of the Separatists and of Free Penrite. And without a stewardship looming over you, you'll have a lot more of power and, of course, no expected taxation. Something also of note is that, I'm not entirely sure if you're aware, but we do have confirmed reports from the clerical headquarters that the East and the South are aligning to wage a war against the West. Unifying with the West would make you a very clear target, in the war, and you would be one of the first targets, and all of the people of Penrite would be subjected to that war. There is no outcome here where you can avoid dealing with this war. In my opinion, the Separatist faction gives you the best chance to negotiate a peace treaty or some sort of peace contract.
I can agree with Pierre here. I think that even if I do want to get more information about Carmen and her goals before we propose a decision for you, I think we as a group do want to give you the best outcome that you can get, which is why we are both returning tomorrow to have another meeting and get more information.
So
you're telling me you're going to meet with these factions again and
yes.
gather a second report.
Yes. We
want
to
whisper to Pierre or something. Sorry.
Sure. Sorry. What do you want to whisper to Pierre?
I tell him, when we set up the meeting already, right while we're here.
I haven't forgot. Have patience.
Okay, anyway, just one double check.
You said second meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh god, I've actually gotten kind of like good at diplomacy, like out of character. yes, because we've ruled out that Graham's meeting was not a good result. We want to make sure that we make the best choice between these two. Because even if you do not side with Carmen, if you give a good impression on Carmen, she may be able to aid you in swaying the people themselves. She's very focused on providing them care and education and making sure they are healthy and happy. Even if you do not go with her plan and decide to side with Vern, Carmen may be an asset that you could sway to your side further in the future.
In other words, providing... you make Carmen a separatist.
Aye.
Yes. Which is why I think getting more information about her goals and what she truly wants will give you more information for a decision to make.
However, Vern wishes to meet you as fast as possible, and as such, we would like to know when you would be willing to meet him.
It would need to be in private. He would need no one could know that he entered the castle. But I can meet him tomorrow. I can have, if you can set up a meeting place and have him wait somewhere for Jarlan to collect him and bring him in secretly, then, by the way, you've also just noticed, actually, he doesn't say Jarlan. He says, if you can set up a meeting place and have Florin collect him secretly, and you notice out of the shadows, he's been silently blending in the darkness, steps the heavy armor, and you hear his like metal clanking of Florin, and you realize that he's been standing in the room silently the entire time, and you have seen him, and you also realize that holy shit, he has his bodyguard stand in here while he's sleeping.
Paranoid much?
And
man,
well, I mean, if you're in his position, you'd be too.
And holy shit, we forgot him when we left for Carmen.
Oh no, he didn't send Florin with you, but. You did forget the other doors. So he says, if you have a place where Florin can collect him and bring him into the castle secretly, I can meet with him as soon as tomorrow. However, this is not in alignment with the Separatists, as it sounds like we're still debating meeting with the Unifiers, so he would also need to be aware that this meeting does not certify anything or solidify anything. This is just a preliminary meeting. So we could discuss.
We could clarify that this is possibly just a discussion of terms to have a better understanding between you two.
Exactly. Graham.
Reasonable enough.
Yes, my lord.
I haven't heard from you at all. You haven't
been.
It sounds
earlier.
Like you ruled the loyalists. Oh, that's true.
Yes, we did meet earlier.
I haven't heard from you very much. I know we've ruled out the loyalists, it sounds like.
Yes.
You see, Pierre and Junia have met with the Separatists, and Roke and Tariq have met with Carmen. You met with neither. What do you make of all of this?
From what I've gathered, I've gotten a good amount of information from everyone here. I think that practically the Separatists are obviously the best option. I do much prefer the sound of Carmen, though. Carmen and the, you know, having the people's side and the morale be high is very important, and I think that meeting with her and at least becoming friendly with her, and even if you don't side with her or she doesn't side with you or whatever, I think meeting with her, becoming friendly with her is a good idea, although I understand what you mean when you can't meet with her publicly. So I will, I'd like to talk to her about that and see why she won't meet with you otherwise. But yeah, I think that I don't want to make a decision right now, but if I had to, I would say the Separatists. Yes.
They do sound easiest, but if this upcoming war, he like raises his eyebrows as he said this, like with every syllable he raises his eyebrows. This upcoming war that you've mentioned is true. If the West is being invaded, we are at the doorstep of the West in a key strategic position, as you've mentioned. If we are to secede, there is, like you said, he gestures to Pierre, the potential of negotiating a truce with the East and with the West.
Yes,
but
that
I find
is.
It very unlikely that the Steward of the East will accept
Remember, my lord, our goal as the prophecy is to awaken the God Emperor. We will interrupt that war from happening, ideally.
Let's consider the possibility that this invasion begins before the God Emperor awakes. Well, even then, I would imagine that he would have enough. He would be able to stop the war, even if it's started. You're correct. But if Penrod is right at the doorstep, so say you go to the far west, and I don't like resting everything upon the prophecy. Nobody. I don't know what's beyond the western wall.
I understand.
Mountains, and nobody knows. I mean, do you know what happens once you get there? Do you know how you're going to wake the God Emperor?
Pierre turns his head to the right and basically just looks at Tariq.
Jack, would this be an appropriate time to roll for panic attack?
Yes. Naren has a bit of an intimidating presence.
Just a bit.
Just a tinge.
Oh, shit!
No, it's holy a critical failure. That's not ideal. That's not ideal.
So, Jack, Naren, I was gonna describe how Tariq was acting, but I don't think I can.
Naren asks, so do you know what happens once you get past those mountains? Do you know how you're going to wake the God Emperor up? And Pierre slowly turns to Tariq, and everyone's eyes start turning to Tariq. And Tariq's eyes lighten up, and he begins to sort of shake a little bit. And you see he just kind of freezes up, and he actually stops shaking to tense up, and all of his muscles are tensing. His eyes are wide, and he starts blinking frantically. And, like, his head sort of, like, starts to, like, uncontrollably, like, like, his neck uncontrollably sort of jitters a little bit. Kind of like, you know, when a pigeon walks? And, like, its head bobs forward? A little bit like that. His eyes are, like, blinking frantically, and he's, like, trying to get syllables out, and he sort of, like, leans back and, like, puts his hand on, on the top of, like, a bookshelf to, like lean against, and accidentally knocks over, like, a flagon of wine, and red wine begins to spill all over Naren's nice, fine carpet. And everyone just stares in, like, shock as Tariq begins to, like, you know, there's like, looks at him, he's like, fucking,
I would like to note that the last time Tariq had a crit fail on a panic attack was when a baby died, so this is a funny reaction. I need to step outside without explanation, turns around and walks out.
Naren slowly turns to look at you, Pierre, and says,
you think that explains?
It seems very unpredictable. How, yeah, to rest the fate of my city and myself upon.
I think it's fair to say that is a smart.
Back to the issue of the factions. Personally, I believe that separating might lead to a higher chance of getting to sort out a peace negotiation. Compared to the West, where you're basically just signing off a death sentence if the war was to come.
But why would the East spare me regardless? I mean, they stripped me of my title. I refuse to deliver taxes to the steward. I refuse to deliver taxes to my new duke. They already have an army raised in the woods. Presumably they're raising more forces for this invasion. If they already have an army raised, they're already marching west. And I've just unbent my knee from the steward of the east, which is in a way violating the will of Mot-Hari. I don't see why the steward of the east, especially if he's launching an ambitious conquest of the West, wouldn't want to also reconquer his old city.
Simply, there's one very simple answer, which is called supply lines. You're the main artery.
So reconquering it would...
Reconquering it would waste resources it could use on the West. Obviously, no matter what, You've already violated his will by simply ignoring his tax demands, for example.
I don't think already... he would want to open his conquest with a sign of weakness by respecting my secession, legitimizing my independence. You're not necessarily wrong, it's just...
It's a negotiating tactic, is what I'm thinking.
Especially, you say they're aligned with the South.
I will mention that there will be plenty of international ramifications of succeeding. A large city like Penrite going independent, free of a stewardship, would most likely cause an uprising and various amount of other stewardships, possibly higher tensions. Perhaps this decision to succeed will cause many other villages and towns to also succeed. This might delay the war entirely, or cause other issues in the other stewardships. Penrite could be the start of something very big.
Just to clarify,
mm-hmm.
Who is starting the war? Like, what's the two sides of the war?
East and south, going after west.
Hmm.
If you look at the map, you can see how fucked the west is.
Yeah.
That's a long front line, man.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, man.
I just want to clarify, like, when you say east and south against the west, are you talking, like,
House east? Esther and House Suther.
House Suther and House
okay, Esther. I was, for some reason this whole time, I was picturing, like, east and west Penrite against...
No.
No.
I was like, it's not that bad. I was like... Yeah.
Yeah, imagine how many bandits might get slaughtered in the Western... Actually, they'll probably just turn into mercenaries.
I'm doing an undescribed role that I will...
Oh, yeah, the Esters and Suthers are like, hey, we'll give you money to just go
guys,
march out of the Western Woods
no and way.
Down their fields.
I just rolled a 3.
4?
I was rolling for indecisive because I was having a bunch of thoughts, and honestly, as a player, I was being indecisive, and I rolled a 3. Oh, so now I actually have to make...
So cool! Wow.
Are you kidding?
What, you what can decision make a were you decision. To make?
I was. Well, now I have to make it. I made it. What's I mean, decision? I had a critical success. I made the good decision, right?
I
was
don't know
going.
What the decision.
I was going. Well, that's why I was rolling. I was going to suggest that. What is this? Naren. Naren could go with the West, but inform them of the incoming war and see if they will side with the North, or at least be ready for it. Yeah. I don't know, I just...
By the way, here, you have had intelligence suggesting that the West knows. If you remember, way, way back...
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Way, way back in Poi, when you were reading all of the dead cleric's notes. You read over one letter that was from a Western house. I believe it's from House
Lord. Yep, you're right. Okay. The only reason I did the roll is to see if I, as the player, would bring it up or not.
For once in my life, I remember one really important, really yeah. tiny detail that occurred like 12 sessions ago. So Naren begins to speak. He says, okay, listen, I need to go back to bed. There's a lot to think about. I will convene with my council. And I'm
speaking of, isn't that almost your bedtime, Jack?
Oh yeah, this is also James Bing. This is all I need you to know is that I'm still open to any of the three options, though it sounds like the loyalists will keep me safest, really. But will they really? Because then, yeah, there's no good option.
The steward already hates you.
I will. Exactly. I did not want to.
No, he doesn't really say that. That was the GM thing out loud. I'm still open to both.
No, options. I mean, I can bring this up. I didn't want to say this outright because I am being suspicious. It wasn't said outright to me, which this is a lie out of character. But it does feel... The loyalists did feel like they were not concerned who was in power. Whatsoever. They just, you know, they would only be supporting you if they felt it was the best option and it made them the most money. They might not want you in power at all, is kind of what I felt. But that is just a suspicion.
They'd be forced to align with me so long as I keep trade flowing, whether we unify or secede. So we should be all right on that matter. Anyways, he steps up. Our plan, where we go from here. I'll be meeting with Vern tomorrow, privately. And Roke and Tariq?
Yes.
And possibly Graham?
Yes.
We'll be meeting with Carmen.
Yes. We need to see what time works best for her, but it'll be at least us three.
What are you trying to get from Carmen?
From Carmen, we want to further understand her intentions and see... What?
Write this down at party notes, by the way.
I will. We want to further see her intentions and possibly see how much she's...
Are to bend the knee to the West.
Yes, but we want to see if she will sway at all in her ideals and also to see how willing she is... how flexible she would be to meet in general with you. Just to see if she is interested... very interested in meeting with you without telling her that we have talked.
All right. This sounds like a plan. Been interesting working with you all.
Thank you. Personally, I would like to thank you once again for your very generous hospitality, my lord.
Always. He gives a light smile. You can't tell if it's genuine or not.
Can I roll body language?
Sure. Can you roll a contest of body language with him?
That's funny.
Nope. it's a failure of...
Yeah, he rolled a 6. You're good. Yeah, you cannot tell if it's sincere or not.
Okay.
Can I ask him if he wants to have sex?
Yeah, can I do sex again?
He looks hot to me.
He's in his 30s.
That's hot.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
No.
Yeah, so you guys leave. Naren returns to his chambers. Jarlin... Oh yeah, one more thing. Naren mentions, tomorrow when you meet with Carmen, I'd like Jarlin to accompany you. Actually,
that is acceptable.
He does not say this. You all retire to your apartments. He keeps the two guards. Don't write it down. He keeps the two guards in with him. You all leave to your apartments. He keeps the two guards in his chambers for a minute. And he says, you can go. Retire your chambers on your own.
Got it. And so he's going to send them to follow us. Got it. Writing that down.
And
he's going to follow us.
As you all return to your apartments, you're all like meeting up, chatting in a little like group before you all retire to your apartments to sleep. You guys are chatting, just talking about whatever, talking about tomorrow plans.
Wait, no, I have things I do want to talk about.
And okay, what are you going to talk about?
I'm going to turn to. So we're in our room. I'm going to turn to Pierre and say, Pierre, I didn't want to mention this in front of Naren. Carmen warned us that he is very intelligent and will do anything to make the best move for him.
We are working for Naren.
Well, I know that is mostly our intention. We might want to be cautious around him, as he might be already outsmarting us in some way.
I will keep this in mind.
Literally using us. I'm sure he's gaining out of it more than we are.
He is indeed, but I wonder if he's really shared with us his true intentions.
Yes, I have the same way.
Oh, so here, I have this for you. And I'm going to hand the dagger to Pierre.
Thank you, Roke. We'll put it along with the others.
This is something we picked up in our fights today.
You see Flay approaching from the end of the hall. Pierre, you look up, and Roke, you turn around, and you all look. And Flay is approaching, and he says, sorry, but before you go to bed, I'm glad I caught you. He turns to Roke and Tariq. And
Tariq's
Graham,
not here.
Where's Tariq?
Oh yeah, Tariq's gone. Tariq's had a panic attack.
Wait,
Tariq's
what?
Sitting. I like to think. Here, so Jack. So Jack, in my head, Tariq is currently sitting on the steps, like out, like that lead up to the door of the building. Just breathing in like fresh air.
That's perfect. Yeah, you guys are also.
We probably are like just leaving the room, right? So we are probably
going to
have
just
gone
back to your apartments, but you also be like, oh yeah, we should probably go find Tariq. they catch up with you because
Tariq's just gone.
He turns to Roke and Graham. Tomorrow, I'll be accompanying you to meet with Carmen. They determined that Jarlin was too recognizable, and he said that I did well enough of a job escorting Pierre. I said I'm fit to accompany you so long as Pierre and Junia say I deem me fit to do so, and say that I was a fine enough companion in their report.
You were adequate.
Wow, that's so sad.
I love that. I love that. Actually, you're adequate. Pierre's turning. I love it.
Yes, you're.
The world is somehow making Pierre more cynical than he already was in the beginning of the campaign.
If the Baron insists, you are welcome to join us in our chats tomorrow, and maybe you could gather some information yourself if we miss anything.
All right, next session is going to be eerily familiar.
Kinda. I think it'll go a little faster.
Hopefully a lot. Well, I don't know.
Well, we're gonna have Graham with us this time.
And Graham, I feel like Carmen will hopefully. Like,
I mean, Stephanus would definitely go faster because we had a whole session on that on our own.
Yeah, and
also
spent, like,
I don't think Pierre and Junior are gonna be privy to the conversation between Naren and Vern.
Yeah.
So like that can just all happen off screen, and they can just get the rundown after. You all need to find Tariq.
Yeah, I think we should find Tariq and then go to bed, and we can do all our rolling stuff for sleeping. Because it's like 1 o'clock now, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it's like past one.
So I think as a group, we don't really want to bring Tariq to the Westernling to chat now.
You guys are setting up meetings for like noon at 1 a.m. So these are meetings in like 11 hours.
Yeah,
less than half a day.
Okay, I would turn to Pierre. It's like, by the way, Tariq seemed to.
Oh, you've never seen Tariq have a panic attack.
Tariq seemed to have run out.
That doesn't seem too abnormal for Tariq.
Should we do a little search for him before we
has Flay left?
Go to sleep?
We'll say Flay's left, yeah.
Personally, I think they'll figure it out. They just need some alone time, I think. It's not really my place anyway.
Okay. You know him better than I do. Okay, I guess we're just leaving you behind,
Jake. Okay. So you all, you begin retiring to your apartments to finally slumber. It's been a long,
well,
long I day. Beg.
We'll see if I slumber. Yeah, I've put myself down to 5 FP at this point. I know you haven't been saying anything, but I just have been.
I can roll for healing! I can maybe be 7 health.
Yeah,
we haven't woken up yet.
Well, I have to roll.
Can I just roll it right now so I don't forget next time?
Okay.
No.
Jack, I am rolling.
Put it in party notes.
Jack, I am rolling for Insomniac.
Okay.
Or in my, are we not doing that stuff yet? Because I think
let's ignore it for now because I want to get to bed and finish up the session.
I'll just add notes that we're about to go to bed.
You guys all going to bed. Anybody want to do anything?
No.
Yes. Your mother?
Cool. Minus 10 character points.
no,
I forget what skills you're going to have to lower. I'll have to do it for you. Minus 1 strength permanently for the rest of the campaign.
I do have a question. Like, is Graham, like, close with anyone? Like, would I go...
I forgot that Graham's been shirtless.
Oh, yeah, no. I guess still shirtless, huh?
How did you lose your shirt? No, absolutely.
Actually, I've been picturing, knowing that Graham has, 13 strength and 16 HP, he's got some fat on him. Because if it was all muscle, it would be pure strength.
No, so, like, here's the thing. I have a friend who is, like, those dimensions, right? I mean, I'm assuming 16 HP is pretty hardy. He's like,
oh yeah, it's huge.
He's like 6'3" or 6'4" or something. He's like 300-something pounds, but he is not fat. He is just big, you know, like his arms and his whole, like, the fat's evenly distributed to his whole body. He just looks big. He doesn't look fat at all, right? He's not fat. So it's just like big people are big, you know. That's what I picture.
Yeah, when I say like he has fat on him, I mean like he's not lean, like muscle, like six pack.
A bit rugged, just saying.
Like big. Oh yeah, 13 is very strong. 16 HP means he is built to receive damage.
Well, yeah, he was.
Which usually means, like, in Gurg's terms, has, like, fat to, like, cushion.
Yes.
Anyways!
But it's also, like, pain
anything
threshold,
else anyone
I feel
wants
like.
To do.
I suggest that Tariq is gonna sit outside for a while because they have to face the fact that they had to admit to the party that they don't know what they're doing, and he hates that.
I was gonna ask, like, is Graham at any close with Tariq? Like, would it be reasonable for Graham to go find Tariq and...
I don't think Graham was particularly close with anyone, but I could be
the
wrong.
The closest Graham was to is me, and even that wasn't super close.
Alright, fine. Maybe it'll be awkward, but I'm still gonna go out and find Tariq.
Okay, so Graham sits out.
Yeah. Grell was such a good song choice.
I sit down next to Tariq, and...
Tariq is shaky.
Like,
the panic attack has come down, but there's still chemicals in the body, and... And also, we're in medieval times. Like, this isn't a thing that Tariq really knows how to label. It's very odd every time.
Yeah, and it's not like it's not well known how to cope with it and stuff, you know.
Yeah, Tariq just calls them like panics.
I'm just gonna sit there like quietly, like facing the same direction, assuming you're sitting on like a step or something. For a little while, I'm just gonna sit there. And if you don't say anything, if you do, like, you can, but, like, if you don't say anything after just, like, a minute or two, there's gonna be, like... They shouldn't have looked to you. It's not your responsibility to know what is happening. It's... We're all part of this prophecy together. And... Things are never straightforward.
It's not the same, though. I am Ka-Kare. I am the Awakener. I came here for 6 months because I was supposed to know what I was doing. I feel like a child.
I think that that's an interesting way to put it. So being supposed to know what you're doing implies that there is something you're supposed to be doing and that you should know. And I don't think that's the way either of those things really work. I don't think that... I've never been one who's big on prophecy. I'm still not. I feel like I've been doing and trying to fill the role. You know, I'm trying to jam a square peg into a round hole my whole life, trying to fill the role that has been put for me, and I just don't think that's how life's meant to work. I don't think that there is a set something we're supposed to do, and I don't think that there ever is for anyone. I think life's just where you are to figure things out.
To figure things out. My job isn't to figure things out. My job isn't to live. My one to fulfill this prophecy, to be the Awakener, and I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing.
Is that what you want?
That's what I am. It doesn't matter what I want. That's what I am. That's... To be Ka-Kare is to lead the prophecy,
But is that how it really is. I mean, there were a set amount of us who were supposed to be the prophecy. We already don't have all of those people. If it's really the way things are supposed to be and that's who we are, I don't... That can't have happened. Or we're already failed. I don't think that... I think you are... You are going to be the one. If this is the way it turns out, you are going to be the one who awakens the Emperor. That doesn't mean you know what that means. You're putting too much pressure on yourself. And I know that is an easier thing to say, to talk about, than to change. But I just want you to know I'm here for you, and I'm trying to figure everything out too. And you're not... You're Tariq. That's who you are. Don't put yourself in that box. Find what you want. Don't be so worried about what you are. I know what it's like to be caught up in the expectation of the world. I do. And I'm still working on breaking free from that myself. I'm not even so sure why I'm still on this route to the prophecy. I mean, we don't know anything about this god. I'm not even sure this is the right path. But yeah, all I wanted to say is that I'm here if you need anything. Even if I can't help, and I'm just gonna sit here. Let me know if you need anything. Let me know if you need to be alone.
No, I don't like being... It's funny because when I'm alone, it makes this feel worse. But if I did this in front of one of my brothers or my people, I would be nothing but weak, and I can't be that in front of you. I can't have any of this happen because I'm not supposed to have these panics. I'm supposed to be this fabled hero. And in the end, I'm just not. I'm a lot like you, Graham, in more ways than I realized. The bastard son of the North and the runt of the pack from a farm in the middle of nothing but sand. And I don't know how I got here. But these things that come over me, this feeling, it's weak and it's... If I were home, it could likely be enough to drive me out.
I'm sorry. I'll tell you something. I know that's your culture and how you were raised and how it's seen a lot of places. But being scared and panicking is not make you weak. Does not make you a coward. Courage is facing fear. Not feeling it is just being an idiot.
Don't know how you can't see it. I don't understand how you don't understand. It's not.
Tariq, today almost accepted an apprenticeship and stayed here and left you guys. I almost did. I thought about it. So, if you want to talk about who's weak, you should be looking at me. You're still here. You're still fighting this. I almost left. You're strong. We're all keeping on a face. We're all trying our best to hold that mask up. some of us literally. And I know I can't change how you feel about it, but just know that I don't feel the same way about you, okay?
I appreciate that, Graham, really, but it's just a fact at the end of the day that I don't know why I was chosen for this. I certainly didn't ask for it, and it feels selfish. I have brothers who would have killed for the chance to prove themselves through this. I have friends and family that... I'm shocked I wasn't challenged for this title. Maybe it's because it's given from the gods that I wasn't forced, but by all rights, I shouldn't be here. It doesn't belong to me. It shouldn't belong to me. My people have a saying, that you do not beg the sun for mercy. And it's true, you don't. The sun gives you life, and it also has the cruelest heat, and I hate that in some twisted game of the gods, it chose me for this, because it feels more like that punish of heat than any sort of life I want. Mm.
Well, there's a saying in the north too. Snow falls either way. There's nothing you can do about it. But you choose what you build, the shelter you make, and the people, the community you bring around yourself to harsh that winter. So you're right. There's so much that we don't get to choose.
I don't think I've made a choice on my own in the past year. Not since I became this. Everything set in stone. Me being put in a nice little box.
Yeah. I can't console you with that one. I'm feeling the same way. I'm sorry.
Don't be. It's not your fault. It's not anyone's. It's simply what the gods wanted. It's just unfortunate that I can't seem to keep myself together whenever I have to face the reality of how little I can do.
Fuck the gods. The gods, none of us asked to be here. None of us asked for this. The people didn't ask for it from you or challenge it from you because no one wants it. No one even asked to be here. So to the god who made this man, you better have one fucking hell of a plan. This is bullshit. I don't see why he gets to choose.
I think you're helping me to open my eyes, Graham, but I'm still struggling. I still just feel lost.
To be honest, I came out here for myself, too. I can't keep up this mask. We're all cracking. And we should be getting towards the end, but it doesn't feel that way.
I don't even know what's going to happen when we reach the West Winds. Which I can't believe I'm saying out loud. That's my whole point, is to bring you all back, but I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what happens. I take you to speak with someone, I believe. I think that's what I'm meant to do, but God, I have no instruction out here. I feel like I'm wandering blind, and every time I find a wall to steady myself on, it falls over.
Well, walls don't move with you. Can't keep leaning if the tide's still pushing you forward. But people move with you. So, again.
Could you be a wall that stays?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If, again, I don't totally know how much I can help, but I'll still be here.
Tariq hugs you really tight.
Welcome back. And I honestly, I try to stifle it with a cough, but obviously a little choking up too. And I say, thanks.
Maybe the bastard and runt can make
it. Yeah. Maybe we got this. I need that. Let's get some rest.
I needed it too.
We got a big day ahead of us tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I think we head back.
Yeah, we head back.
Alrighty, you retire to your apartments and drift to sleep.
Do I have to roll insomnia?
Yeah, roll insomnia.
Oh shit! Yeah, I have to roll for shit too.
Wait, why do they? Why do they have to roll? By the way,
I got a 6, so I didn't. I don't have insomnia.
I'm so comforted by Graham that I don't have a nightmare.
Nightmares.
Fuck, they move. The walls do move. That's fucked up. By the way, Asher, Brandon is mad you're not playing a CP tonight.
Ivan, let me speak.
Fair enough.
Let me speak.
Jack, is the roll for health HT?
Yes.
Jack, I'm going to... I did a roll for Insomniac. I got a 6. I'm fine. Uh-huh. Not in an episode anymore, right?
Yep.
Okay, I'm gonna roll for nightmares. If I do get nightmares and you want do something with it, we could do it next session. You don't have to do it now.
Nah. Unless you're looking for a failure or a critical success.
I have a... Oh god, what's...
Please, just roll it. I gotta go to bed like 9
Okay, I don't know what I have to do again.
Jack's gonna start crying writing the recap.
You don't have nightmares tonight.
Okay, and then I'm going to roll for HP.
Everyone that's injured, roll HT. If you succeed, you heal 1 HP. Roll HT +1 because you're sleeping in good condition.
Huge!
Jack's about to sob while writing the recap.
I got a new HP.
Oh, I already wrote it while you were... I had it at the ready while you were talking.
Ew.
Oh my god, I... I know Ivan wasn't there, but Asher might have been there because he was recording.
I wrote a 15.
That fight we had?
What happens if you roll a 15?
What did you roll a 15 on?
On trying to heal or whatever.
Oh, you're fine. 17s and 18s are critical failures.
I rolled a 5! I get
you
one health more!
What happens.
I'm almost a half health. Okay, anyway.
I love how slow it takes the party to recover from wounds now.
It's good.
Terrible.
What was I going to say?
Now in combat, you want to avoid getting hit at all costs. Like, all that defense suddenly seems a lot more appealing when it's like, if I get hit by that sword, it's going to take 5 days at the minimum.
Dude, check. That fight I had was so nuts.
Oh, you popped off.
Yeah,
I just like
only one like, not in VC that entire
can I,
time.
Can I tell the other two about it? Because they weren't here.
Okay, I'm going to bed. Good night, everybody.
Am I allowed to?
Recap. Graham, you get 3 points. Everyone